Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee here. Welcome to the first show best of podcast. Now, I'm smarting a little bit. Catherine Boyle is here. That's the worst kept secret in showbiz.
As if I make chips.
You were not... Your departure from the BBC was not as sensational as mine.
No.
You just never turned up one day.
I just did it the normal way of, like, resigning after finding another job. I think that's the way you're supposed to do it.
So
this is the best bits, but it's not. It's not all the best bits because we couldn't fit them in. But no, maybe one day we will.
They've told us it's got to be no more than half an hour. Well, kiss my chuddies. Oh. But also, yes, boss, whatever you say, boss. Anyway, I'm smarting.
Well, sit a bit different then.
Oh, I've got to. Do you know what? I've got a terrible sore. No, it's not sore, but I get cuts at the top of my... I just met... I've forgotten the gentleman's name.
Ross?
Andy Goldstein.
Why did you call him Ross?
I didn't call him Ross.
You did?
When? I said boss.
Oh, right.
Twit. I say met Andy Goldstein. I've met him before. I did a TV show with him. Mm-hmm. So I sauntered over to him.
He said, all right, Ross.
I went, all right, Ross. Shook his hand. He went, all right, nice to meet you. I went, what? Nice to meet you. I said, no. I remember working with you. I said, no, we've worked together before. He said, no, we haven't. I said, yes, we have. He said, we haven't. What was it? And I said, oh, it was a movie show. He said, no, I never did a movie show. I said, you did, didn't you? He said, yeah, I did. I just didn't want you to be right. We'd worked together on a show that I've held very deeply in my heart. Mm. So whenever anyone mentions Andy, what's his name?
Ross.
Ross Goldstein. I always go, oh, yeah, I know him. He's a good bloke. He didn't remember me.
Gosh.
The look he gave me is the look that I give everybody who ever approaches me.
It's friendly but blank.
Yeah, yeah. So that was uncomfortable. He works on Talk Sport.
Yeah.
We work on Talk
Radio.
Radio.
Yeah. At the moment, fingers crossed, though, we get that football show, eh?
Fingers crossed, guys. Fingers crossed. So, this is the best bit of the show. But it's, like, only about half an hour because they won't let us do any more. We're working on it. Bombard. You need to email Denny and say... But if we bombard him with actual bombardments. We're going to split this into two bits. First bit is going to be... Well, split it into three bits. Four bits.
No, because you've only got half an hour. And well, you're using up quite a lot of it
this.
This
is the first bit. Oh. This is the first bit. The second bit is going to be some of the best calls from the night.
So you're not going to say goodbye? There's going to be four bits.
Yeah, listen. The third bit is going to be the best bits of Stephen Page, formerly of the Bare Naked Ladies.
What bit's that? Sorry, I need to write that down.
Well, he's not been on yet. We're doing this before the show.
Oh.
The whole thing could be a car crash. Like the end of BBC Three. And then the fourth bit is going to be me saying goodbye here.
Well, I knew that bit. So what goes in the middle again?
That.
Oh.
I tell you what, Sheila.
Yes.
We're gonna cross swords is the wrong phrase. We're gonna cross the streams. That's what we're gonna do.
You're gonna do what?
We're gonna cross the streams.
Right.
Right. But I'm gonna You know when you have party. You know when you have a wedding, right?
Right.
And let's say you've got 9 tables of 10 people.
Right.
And you know who goes on table 1, they're your favourites.
Yeah.
Table 2, there you're not. So you get to table 9 and it's full of the just people left over.
Right, right?
From different walks of life that have got nothing in common.
Absolutely. Like I've been to dudes like that.
Yeah, you've got your Uncle Ernie and you sat next to the girl that your mum used to babysit for. So it's all, I'm going to do that now. I'm going to put you on table 9 at my wedding.
Right.
Could you say hello to Dennis for me?
Dennis? Hello?
Hello there. Hello. Hello. You won't know me.
Hello,
but...
Dennis. And how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. So, are you family or
Oh,
friends?
God, yes. He took me to see 50 Shades of Grey.
Pardon?
He took me out to see 50 Shades of Grey.
Who did?
He did, yes. Ian did, yes.
You've been to
And I spent some time in hospital lately, and I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Young ladies playing with my dinky doo, and I thought I was in the 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I But where did that... You're meant to be a guest at a wedding.
No, I wasn't at a wedding. No, no, no.
That's what Ian said.
Oh, well, he's cross wires again.
Oh, is it? Oh, I see. Oh, I thought you were
up in Dunstable.
I thought you were a guest at a wedding, and I was asking you who you were related to or who you were a friend of, the bride or the groom.
Oh, be friends with both of them.
Oh, I see. Oh, are you having a nice time?
I've said it's super time, yes.
Oh, good, good. And you like the food?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And when the band starts up, are you going to have a dance?
No, because my wife and I are both 91, so we can't dance anywhere.
Well, I know a lady of 100.
Oh,
and
we
she gets up and boogies. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. So you're 90, yeah?
I'll be 91 at the end of May.
Oh!
He won't make it.
I will.
He won't make it!
You've said that before, and I'm still waiting for the 10 quid you lost.
Well, I wish you luck and happy birthday.
Thank you.
And it's nice talking to you.
It's nice talking to you. Whereabouts are you?
Hello?
Wilson!
Good evening, Ian!
Flipping heck, Wilson. I'm having a little bit of trouble with the levels in my headphones. So sometimes I have it quite loud for me because I'm going deaf. Do you know why I'm going deaf, Wilson?
Why?
Because I have it quite loud for me. Do you see? It's a vicious... Well, I would say... Here we go. I would say vicious circle. Some people would say vicious cycle. Which is the correct one, Wilson?
Yeah. I don't really mind.
Okay. Schedule or schedule?
Schedule.
There we go. Okay, here we go. I think you've chosen the Americanization of it, but I'm not totally sure. Wilson, you've got to be our youngest caller so far. You've got to be, because everyone so far has been in their 80s.
Do you know what?
Yep.
Hearing Sheila on there, because I listen to your old LBC shows.
Uh-oh.
The living legend. I'm just waiting for Barry to call up.
Well,
now.
Barry, listen, I don't know who's going to call. Everyone is invited. It's a free house here. Everyone is invited. Oh, no, one person is banned so far.
Oh, who?
Did you hear that we did some pre-show podcasts?
No, I didn't hear.
Sorry?
No, I didn't hear that.
What? Why?
I don't know. I didn't get to. Because I'm just relying on my dad to find them for me.
Well, we all know your dad's a slacker. Your dad's a slacker. There was a woman who came on the pre-show podcast. She's banned.
Oh. I wonder if...
The show hadn't even started and we banned our first person. Imagine that! Imagine that!
I wonder if... who was that kid which was banned on your LBC shows?
Oh.
Alex.
Oh, no. Listen, we're kind of... what's a joy is, lots of people have come from the... rediscovered me from the LBC shows. Lots of people have kind of rediscovered from the Absolute shows.
Yeah.
Loads of people have come over from the BBC shows. That's great. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome. But there will also be some people listening, Wilson, who ain't never heard this shtick before and will be kind of scratching their heads going... Well, it was all going so well with Julia Hartley Brewer, and it dipped a bit with John Holmes, but Sam Delaney. And what is this rubbish? What is this rubbish?
They can't say that this is rubbish. This is most probably the best radio, except from Danny Baker.
Well, there you
go. The best radio I've heard in a few years.
Well, hang on. How old are you? Remind us.
I am 10 years old.
There you go. You see.
Oh.
Oh, flipping heck. Say hello to Kyle.
Hello, Carl.
Hi, how's how you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Are you ringing in about Button Moon as well?
About what?
Ringing in about Button Moon.
Oh, I missed that bit.
We're not really talking about Button Moon.
Oh, that was the whole reason
about Wells.
We're not talking about old... Instead of throwing out topics, I should just throw out a list of things that we are not talking about, right? We're not talking about Muslims. We're not talking about immigrants. We're not talking about Brexit. We're not talking about Ian Duncan Smith. And we're not talking about old kids' TV programmes or old sweets.
Yeah, James O'Brien did all that this morning.
Don't, because James is one... I like James. He's one of the few people I like at... I like quite a lot of people at LBC. Right. I like quite a lot of... I like all the people at LBC, apart from one...
Oh, Steve Allen.
No, come on now. Come on.
What we say on LBC 97.3. And now you can read it too with our new series of books from LBC presenters. I'm Steve Allen, and in my book you can read about Britain's most bonkers phenomenon, Zoe You Wanna Be a Celebrity.
I've got two young lads. They're 6 and 4. They've recorded some questions for you, Stephen. Do you mind if I play you a couple of those?
Please.
Here we go. I'm not sure who this one is. Let's see what this one is.
Have you got any brothers and sisters, and how old are you?
That's from my eldest. Have you got any brothers and sisters, Stephen, and how old are you?
Well, I have a younger brother. His name's Matthew. And he is 3 years younger than me is. He's 42. I'm 45.
45. What does that feel like? I'm going to be there in 2.5 years. Is it okay?
It's weird. You try to ignore it, and you try to do the, oh, don't make a fuss about my birthday because it's just another birthday and I'm just getting older. But then, yeah, it feels a little strange. I don't mind being an adult.
Yeah.
I think I posed as one in life for a long time.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, my little pet theory is I started Bare Naked Ladies wearing shorts and Doc Martens to try to feel like a kid because I never really had a childhood. I was like an adult in a kid's body. And then trying to live out a childhood for 20 years, and then now I'm finally kind of caught up to where I was born, so I'm good now.
A bit of an arrested development. Let's have another one. I'm not sure. Let's see which this one is.
Have you had a party before?
That's from my youngest. Have you had a party before, Stephen?
Well, yeah, you didn't hear about my arrest?
Oh, was that now? I did hear about the arrest. Let's be careful what I say here without giving away too much. I'm aware of those kind of parties. They're not that much fun, are they?
They really aren't. Like, you know, the ones that are fun are like, they really are being with your friends and laughing a lot. That's the fun party. And there's been a few that I've been to, like a party after a show and there's famous people there. And you look at them and you're excited that they're there. And sometimes they do things like, you know, you see them sing a song or you get to do something like sing a song with them at a party. That's fun. But otherwise, yeah, the other ones, they're more sad parties.
Doing cocaine around a table, then getting busted by the police, it sounds hellish. And that's kind of what happened, isn't it?
Well, I'm not going to get into that kind of detail.
No. But
that's what they accused.
That's okay, yeah, fine.
But I was exonerated, so.
Yeah. Well, no, good, and good for you. But there are dark parties where, you know, it's a reflection of how empty the soul is.
Right. Yep. It's you're trying to fill a hole with something that's not going to fill up. And that's a hard thing. It's just a hard thing to look at yourself and realize that's what you're doing too.
How now? Listen, you're in a band. You're in the band for ages, and you've had is this solo album number 3 or number 4?
I don't know how to. It essentially is number 4. I had the Vanity Project before I left the group, and then after I left the group, there was Page 1. And this one, Heal Thyself. And then there was another record that I did with a group called the Art of Time Ensemble, which was covers done by a classical group with me singing, which I would say is more in my kind of Juliet Letters kind of phase.
Right. How different is it? Because you're making all the decisions. I'm guessing, you know, in the Bare Naked Ladies, it was a little bit more democratic, although, you know, you and Ed being the primary songwriters. Are you calling all the shots? And do you trust your instinct?
Well, I mean, that's why this record is instinct. It's the two halves are instinct and discipline. It's like learning to trust the thing inside yourself that makes what you do special.
Yeah.
But you do need, like, I've learned from so many people, whether it was my band, we learned a lot of stuff together or from each other. And then when I started writing songs with Stephen, he taught me, he was like my mentor, he taught me how to write songs.
Yeah.
So I look back at the records before that happened, and I love the naive quality because it's just kind of having no concept of how to write a song and coming up with good songs, but they don't fit the same kind of structure that you like. And then the other, any collaborator I've had since is somebody I learn from and I trust.
Yeah.
So I, you know, on this record, I've worked with a lot of other musicians, and I want them to bring their thing to the record. Like, that's the number one thing for me is, show me what you would play, not what you think I want to hear. And then we'll work from there, and I'll show you how to, we'll work together to make it fit and my vision, but with your feel.
And this is a great record, right? And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not blowing smoke up your backside. I wouldn't do that. This is a great record. Do you know that when you've finished it, when do you, is there a day where you go, right, that's it, it's finished, I'm really pleased with this, I'm proud of this?
Yes, and you know, I think you have to every time you finish a record. I think every time you finish a record, there's almost a false euphoria that happens. It's almost like, you know, they say that the babies come out looking like their fathers, so yeah, that fathers can love them. Records are kind of like that. And then it takes some time to step back and start to hear what the faults and the downfalls of the records are. But as I was making this, I had this pressure I put on myself. I felt like this was my... Like, I felt like this was my... I had something I needed out. And so I owed it to myself to do it exactly the way I heard it. And for a long time, I was very frustrated with it just because I knew it had the potential to be something to be really proud of.
Mm.
And when it finished, I really actually was in a... I think, you know, even before... Then when it all came together... Yeah, it's pretty emotional, actually.
Steve, we're going to let you go in a second, because I know you're busy. I know you've got something else lined up, and I really appreciate you coming on. When the hell are you coming over to this country, man? When I mentioned you were coming on the show, my Twitter timeline has been full of people. Oh, is he coming over? Is he coming over? So how do we get you over here?
Well, I keep saying this to, you know, my management, my agents, and so on, and I don't know if anybody knows what to do with me. Like, where should I be playing? Where should I try... I was thinking I should try and do these house concerts they do over here or something like that. Try and do the same thing over there, like bypass the system and just play for people.
But what, in people's houses?
Yeah, you come and play in their house and they sell tickets themselves.
Man, we could sort that out. That would be awesome. I've got a house. You can come and play there.
Let's do that to start. Otherwise, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I want to come as soon as I can. I want to... I've been to the UK probably 4 times since I left the band, and keep going, like, I want to play here. And it's not, it hasn't happened, so...
Oh, man, listen, stay in touch. I can see you in the Union Chapel in London, which is just one of the most stunning venues. Stay in touch, man. We can get you some gigs over here. I mean, then you've got how the hell do you get over here and all of that stuff. We can get you some gigs here. Of course, there's an audience that wants to see you.
Well, let's absolutely talk about trying to make this happen.
All right. I mean that. Stay in touch, and I'm happy to. Well, we can find some venues. There's an audience. People love you, Stephen. The record is an absolute joy. Heal Thyself, Part One, Instinct. When is Part Two coming out?
Well, it's mostly done. A few songs I have to do some tweaks and re-sing some parts, and then it needs to be mixed. And then I need to have the record company say, "Okay, we'll pay to put it out." So if it was up to me, it would be out in September.
Okay.
I bet you up to them probably a year from now.
Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. Those crazy suits. Stephen, listen, man, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Again, the record is a treat. Heal Thyself, Part One, Instinct. You can get it on iTunes and all of that stuff. Stay in touch, man. We'll get you over here. I want to see you play live.
It's a deal. It's going to happen.
Bless you, Stephen. That's it, guys. That's your lot. There'll be another one of these. 5 gold stars.
What kind of idiot would do that?
Hey, no, don't, please. Stop me if you've heard this one before. What song's that?
That's Stop Me If You've Heard This One Before.
Who sings that?
Morrissey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Lily Allen. You probably remember that one.
Lily Allen. She's a beautiful chimney sweep. She is. Tomorrow we've got John Sebastian from The Loving Spoonful.
Yay.
I've read a whole book about The Loving Spoonful, and not once do they mention what I think the name Loving Spoonful refers to.
Well, maybe it doesn't mean that.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. My whole life may have been built on a lie.
You're confusing it with 10cc, aren't you?
Well, 10cc definitely means that. We'll find out tomorrow. I've been Ian Lee.
And I'm...
They don't want to know.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.